Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we dug deep into your source material. We're talking clinical trials, market reports, the works all, to build a strategic maintenance plan for your ocular longevity.
And one of the first things that jumped out was this really powerful analogy.
Oh, yeah, the vintage car engine.
Exactly. The aging eye is just like a vintage car engine. And it's constantly fighting two things. Rust, which is, you know, oxidative stress.
And overheating inflammation.
Yeah.
So our whole mission today is to find the best botanical additives to keep that engine running perfectly.
Well, the sources gave us a pretty clear standard for that.
They did. They laid out this hierarchy. So you have your tier one agents, which are like the proven premium oil additives. These have solid clinical trials behind them.
And then you have tier two. These are more like experimental synthetic coolants, really promising stuff, but they often fail because of poor absorption. Bioavailability is the issue.
So when you look at the market through that lens, what do you see?
Well, what's fascinating is how few products actually hit that tier one standard. I mean, the undisputed stars are things like saffron, which is proven to protect photoreceptors.
And ginkgo biloba.
And ginkgo, for sure. That's all about vascular support. It's the nutrient delivery system.
But the market is just so fragmented. Our audit found that no single product had more than two of these key agents. Not one.
Which is pretty surprising, right? You'd think they would combine the powerhouses. The sources suggest it's mostly a cost thing, plus some regulatory hurdles.
Which is why that first leader we found really stood out. The New Age Saffron Supplement.
Yes. That was the only one that combined both saffron and ginkgo biloba.
So you get this complete, clinically validated supply and defend strategy.
Exactly. Saffron is defending the, well, let's call them the electrical parts of the retina.
While ginkgo is making sure the delivery route is wide open so all the nutrients can get through.
Right. But then the second product we found came at it from a totally different angle.
Oh, completely. Our second leader, BrainMD Happy Saffron Plus, it tackled that one critical problem with the tier two compounds.
Bioavailability.
Bioavailability. How do you get curcumin, which is a world-class anti-inflammatory, into the eye before your body just, you know, gets rid of it?
And this is where the real innovation is. Curcumin is that classic experimental coolant that just evaporates. BrainMD uses something called long V-Day technology.
Which is a kind of lipid encapsulation, a fat-based package.
That's a great way to put it. That little package lets the curcumin bypass the initial breakdown in the body and, crucially, cross the blood-retina barrier.
So you're actually getting the anti-inflammatory to the place that's overheating.
Precisely. You're basically solving that transport problem. And by doing that, you elevate a powerful preclinical agent right into the clinical big leagues.
Okay, so what does this all mean for you, the listener? Even with these top performers, we found a huge, frankly, a surprising gap. A complete absence of goji berry extracts.
Right. And goji is tier one for building up what's called macular pigment optical density, or MPOD.
Think of that as your eye's internal sunglasses.
It's a critical blue light filter. So if we pull this all together, the most strategic approach is to combine the best of what's out there. Our high-tech protocol would be pairing the bioavailability innovator, BrainMD,
with a separate, high-quality, standardized ginkgo supplement.
Exactly. That way you're covering inflammation, oxidative stress, and blood flow with maximum verifiable efficacy.
And there you have it, a successful deep dive. We went from a really fragmented market to a strategic maintenance plan for your ocular engine.
We did. We've tackled rust, overheating, and circulation. So here's a final thought for you to explore on your own. The source has also identified the botanical kudzu as specifically preventing something called ferroptosis.
Iron-driven cell death.
Iron-driven cell death. So if the entire commercial market is ignoring this key mechanism, what specific steps would you need to take to proactively address that iron gap in your own anti-aging regimen?